Do you feel depressed? Are you having relationship troubles? Does it seem that life is just too stressful? Then stay tuned for today's Family Life Perspectives, because you're about to learn practical skills and get solid advice on coping with life stresses. Family Life Perspectives is produced by Perspectives Counseling Centers, a full-service Christian counseling center covering all areas of mental health and substance abuse issues. And now, today's Family Life Perspectives.
Good morning. Welcome to Family Life Perspectives. This is Christina Broomfield. I'll be hosting today, Monday. So glad you've tuned into our program today. With me on the air is Kevin Polke. Kevin is the founder, executive director of KP Counseling, and also the founder of Shatter Our Silence. Kevin lives in Rockford, Illinois, and we just have the wonderful pleasure of doing an interview with him via phone line. So welcome to our broadcast, Kevin.
Well, thank you for having me, Christina, and I look forward to our conversation today.
You know, I was our clinical director. Let me know that a little bit about you, and said that it would be a good thing if we could get you for an interview. And I would say, after reading your background and visiting your website, I was very excited about meeting you this way. Just because of your experience, you've been 28 years in doing this kind of work?
Yes. It started 1990 is when I started, immediately after I finished my undergraduate work.
Okay. And you are the founder of the KP Counseling over in Rockford, Illinois, correct?
Correct, yeah. I opened it up, KP, in 2001 after having... I was working as an addiction counselor and a school social worker in the Rockford area. And then in 2001, I went out and branched out on my own, actually just started it to have a job. And it's now branched into having 24 providers in three different locations. And so it's expanded a little bit over the last 17 years.
Just a little bit, about 500 appointments a week, right?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is your area that you really seem to land on, Kevin? You said you started out with addiction counseling, and I know that you just have some real personal passion for some areas. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, I think it mostly started, my background is I'm a former athlete, competitive athlete, and national champion bodybuilder.
Mm-hmm.
I was a teenage Mr. USA when I was 18 years old. And as time unfolded, I had worked with adolescents primarily, and then that evolved into doing a lot of men's work and working relational work. And as time evolved, and even more specifically in the last 2 to 3 years, as I developed the practice and brought more providers on to see the whole continuum of different disorders and different trauma and addiction and grief issues that come up, that's allowed me to specialize more in working with men's issues, and more specifically the last couple of years is helping organizations, and that's where what evolved into starting an organization called Shatter Our Silence, which is a non-for-profit. It's outside of KP because it serves as raising awareness and education, where KP is more of the direct intervention and counseling.
So Shatter Our Silence, what's the focus there on that organization?
So Shatter Our Silence is really about raising awareness and education of what are the factors that lead to young adult suicide. And so the primary piece is just that of breaking the stigma and breaking the silence that not only individuals who struggle in that darkness of suicide and suicidal thought, but then also of other individuals, everything from professionals to significant others to peers, of the silence that goes around of what to do when someone's in that darkness. And that's really what we want to raise some awareness and raise some light to that. We believe that God has asked us here on earth to be that light for individuals who are in that darkness, and to plant sparks of hope and remind them and encourage them that when they're in their darkness, that that darkness is just an absence of light. It is in itself doesn't exist, but it's just an absence of light. And how can we be that hope and be that light for them?
Do you know, this leads right into the topic for the week. You've titled it Shatter Our Silence, Breaking Stigma Around Suicide. And being in the field as well, I know that there is a stigma of those who commit suicide, of course, those who try, those who have the thinking patterns there. And so you're really sharing that Shatter Our Silence is we need to talk about it more.
Absolutely. I think there's, without a doubt, regardless of it's as a professional, with our own countertransference, with our own reaction to when someone's in that darkness, in the suicide, or when you're a significant other and feel powerless and helpless of what can I do for my significant other, for my friend, when they're in that state. Let alone the individual who's struggling in that darkness itself. That's the biggest thing of how do we raise this awareness of it going on, but then what tools, what things can we do to not be silent? What can we do to help out and be that light?
And I think that's the key, Kevin, is the tools. I think that's why so many people shun away or don't talk about this topic because they don't know what to do. They feel so hopeless. What I'd like to do is just pause right now, hear from our sponsor. But when we come back, can you share why you even went this direction and began this nonprofit of Shatter Our Silence? Can you do that after our break?
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
Perspectives Christian Counseling Centers are here to help. At Perspectives, our specialty is Christian counseling. Each and every one of our therapists is a caring Christian professional. Perspectives can help you with difficult problems such as depression, addiction, anxiety, self-esteem and marital problems, children, teen, and family counseling. At Perspectives Christian Counseling, we know you don't have to walk this path alone. There's help available and a reason to have hope. Call 248-244-8644 and make an appointment with one of our caring and professional therapists today. For your convenience, we have offices throughout Metro Detroit in Troy, Sterling Heights, and Novi. In addition, we also have new locations in Clarkston and Plymouth. The help you need is a phone call away. So call 248-244-8644.
Welcome back to Family Life Perspectives. Talking with Kevin Polkey just before our break, founder, executive director of KP Counseling over in Rockford, Illinois, as well as you started this nonprofit back in 2016, Shatter Our Silence. And the topic of this week is really just looking at breaking the stigma with suicide. But, there's so many that run from this topic. You ran toward it. You embraced it. Can you share with our listeners why?
Well, the story actually goes back probably 2.5 years ago, maybe a little bit longer. Unfortunately, my son and I went to the third funeral of his classmates who died. My son Caleb graduated in 2014 from a small private Christian school in the Rockford area, about 100 kids in the class, and he graduated in 2014, and in October 2015, we were going to the third funeral of his classmates who had died as a result of suicide, and watching the pain of him going through that for the third time in his young life, and seeing his classmates And one of those boys were individuals that I had coached as I was a coach at that school. Mm-hmm. I coached football at that time, and Caleb played football with him, and another one he went to grade school with. These weren't just numbers for us. These were people that we knew, and we couldn't understand why was this impacting this, close community, a Christian community. In this particular case, I was aware that there was some economics were not necessarily an issue. Mm-hmm. And so that really prompted me in how can I get more involved? What can I do more? Because even though I'd been a counselor at that time for 25, 26 years, I knew that I had to do something more than what was going on. And so didn't know what that was going to be. So I just reached out to some other individuals. One was the mother of the one of the students that had died. And the two of us started rallying around, getting some other people. And we came up with an idea of a poster competition between some schools about raising awareness, high schools raising awareness. And then we had a keynote speaker, and we went to the local university, Rockford University, and had our first rally in April of 2016.
That's amazing. Oh, my goodness. You know, it sounds like God's really called you to this. And, you know, I'm sitting here listening to you just about the birthing of Shatter Our Silence. And, you know, it isn't, and of course, I don't know the stats on it, but you would. In numbers, it is, numbers are people. They are lives. We have to stop and make sure that we understand that. But what is the prevalence of suicide among our young?
Well, unfortunately, right now is that suicide with young adults, and when the CDC, the Center of Disease and Control and Prevention, refer to young adults, they're talking about 14 to 24, that time period, that ages, and right now they identify that suicide is the second leading cause of death for this population. There is more death by suicide every year than any other combination of diseases, disorders, homicides, all those things combined. There's more suicides than all those things combined. The leading cause is accidents for death of this population. So that's where really was another driving force. The other piece is that there's been such an increase over the last 20 years of overall suicides, but also suicides completed suicides within this population.
Well, I'm looking forward to hearing more from you this week. I want to encourage our listeners to tune in tomorrow and the rest of the week. You're an expert in this field, and you can really help us in looking at the risk factors, the warning signs, and all of that that goes along with this topic. So, can you be back with us tomorrow?
Definitely. I look forward to talking to you tomorrow and talking more about this and seeing what we can do to raise that awareness and raise that light in this darkness.
Great. Until then.
Thanks for listening to today's Family Life Perspectives, brought to you by Perspectives Counseling Centers, a full-service Christian counseling center. Perspectives Counseling Centers has a full staff of Christian therapists who are able to help you with relationship issues, depression or anxiety, even substance and alcohol abuse. For your appointment at any of their offices in Troy, Sterling Heights, Novi, Clarkston, or Plymouth, just call 248-244-8644. And tune in every weekday at the same time for Family Life Perspectives.